Kia ora koutou. Gosh, stage fright. Yeah, thanks, Happy. the story. So I want you to imagine a little town in called Glen Tunnel in the foothills of Canterbury. It's at the end of what used to be the branch line from Darfield, and Judy and I moved there in 1987 when we came back from our OE. We had our little baby daughter, and we moved there because my parents had the general store, and we said we'd come and help them. And we had a lovely life there. We had our second child. We had an old Ford Prefect car that was painted tartan that you had to crank to start. We had Judy's brother living in a treehouse in the hedge. It was fabulous, and we had a little side hustle running the Onion Street Cafe at the Whitecliffs Festival. Was at John Grinnell's farm just up the road from Glen Tunnel. And so we knew that we liked and were good at running a cafe, and we also realised about that time that we'd probably outgrown Glen Tunnel, and it was time to follow our dream. And we had this dream of moving to the Tasman district, buying a piece of land with an old house that we could make into a cafe. What could possibly go wrong? You know, we came up and found a piece of land and bought it. And in June 1991, we moved to just outside the Tasman village to the Jester House. Now, we'd already called it the Jester House because partly my involvement with the McGillicuddy Serious Party, but also partly because it was just a house. And we set to make our dream a reality. The first thing was to, you know, kick out the sheep and sweep out the sheep shit and get to, with hammer and paintbrushes, to turn this ramshackle old little cottage into a family home and business. So our dream was to make a business where we could work from home together and make a place where people knew they were somewhere special. And that's what we got on. So that was, when we arrived, we'd come from, it was June, so we'd left snow on the ground in Glen Tunnel. And when we got to that first morning in Tasman, and I went out into the garden and picked a bunch of jonquils and took them into Judy, and we knew we'd arrived because winter had turned to spring. Anyway, the roots of the dream took hold, and slowly, slowly the business grew, and before you knew it, we were digging a pond to get a pile of clay to build a house, because really, with a five-year-old and a seven-year-old, one bedroom with a double bed and bunks wasn't quite enough. And so that started a journey of building and building and building. So first it was the house, and then later in 1998, we started building a great big boot, size 318, and then we built a barn, and then finally we built a new cafe. So the day that I walked out the back of the cafe and had to catch the door as it fell off, we knew that the old cottage, its time was up. So then in the late winter 2006, we had a one-day demolition party and knocked the old cafe down, saving those few bits that weren't completely rotten or rusted, and then had a frenetic 3.5 months of building to make a new cafe so we'd be ready for the summer months again. And if you look at how long building takes now, it's amazing that we could do that in 3.5 months. There was some jokes when we opened because the light earth walls were still sprouting. And it was like, oh, you're selling wheatgrass shots, are you? Anyway, fast forward from 2006, and we were in the growth phase still. We didn't know whether we'd arrived or not. We didn't know. We were just doing. And it was fun. It was great fun. Anyway, we got to 2013, and everything was going well. We had great staff. The business was good. And then wham, bang, we won New Zealand Cafe of the Year. And it was like, what? This tin pot cafe in Tasman is the best in the country? We really could not believe it, that we just thought we were just a tin pot cafe. But anyway, apparently we were something. And that was amazing. But had we arrived? We still didn't know. So we just carried on riding the wave. And then 2017, we had a dream team of staff. You know, they were stable, they were everything you'd want in staff. And so Judy and I took a 6-month sabbatical and went off overseas, and it was fantastic. But when we came back, it was still the same. And then a little bit further on, 2019, we could sense the winds of change, that the staff was going to change. So we took some more time off to walk the South Island Te Araroa. And this time when we came back, things had changed. The staff had changed, but we'd changed. Walking for 60 days, you have time to think. And we realized the complexity of the life we were leading and that something had to change. And then with the staff changes, we needed to find more change. And I was crying trying to find, well, I was almost crying trying to find new staff. And then when we did find staff, I was crying, and crying on the couch is not my natural habitat. Anyway, we realized that we needed to make a drastic change. You know, we needed to change the paradigm from growth and profit to something that was about sufficiency and enough. And so we changed from being, got off that the hamster wheel of 7 days a week and decided that we'd be open 1 day a week. And we chose Fridays because it was going to be busy enough, but not too busy. And we chose the 1st of April as an appropriate day for the Jester House to change. But of course, we all know what happened on the 26th of March 2020, and it was the first COVID lockdown. And so we were doing what we thought we were going to be doing, but we hadn't expected that everybody else was going to stop. Anyway, the country slowly came back to life, and, you know, came back. But we stuck our peg in the sand and said, the Jester House is now open on Fridays. Get it while you can. So we were using scarcity as a resource. And it worked. Now we're there. We've created a hospitality business that is special, that people know they're somewhere special, and we've arrived.